What will you do? You had been promised. I knew when I was in university, I wasn't part of Akesa. Akwaibom Evangelical Students Association. They used to go for outreaches in different villages during the holidays. But a friend of mine, even though he's not from Akwaibom, would go with them. And hear others tell the story. How they in the village, there'll be brown water. And how nobody ever gets sick from drinking it. Don't you know God is faithful? Brown water, dirty water. How do you know where you serve? How do you know what you're going to drink? If you can do it for your selfish NYSC pursuit, why can't you do it for the kingdom of God so people will hear the gospel? Let me not talk about that much. I'm just saying this, that the breaking of bread, the acceptance of people and what they eat is the will of God. This is what they continued in. This is what they devoted themselves to. So they will visit. They don't go and visit someone's house, your brother or sister, and they say, oh, come, let's eat. You're going to eat well, and then come. After eating very well, you're there in that town for 7 days, and every day before you get home, you eat well. The man has a wife. She's made soup. She knew you were coming. He said, no, don't worry, sister. Don't worry about me, oh. God bless you. I don't know if people are just ignorant. Or like I said, bad. How can you do that to that woman? How dare you? It's just bad in so many forms. Would you like it to be done to you? Without your saying it, you're telling them, I am higher than you. I do not partake in such humble fare. This is beneath me. You keep stuffing yourself. You keep stuffing. Even if you say, oh, the thing we went for, they gave us food. Is there nothing like take away where you are? Pack it and bring it. Let everyone come and share. It's called koinonia, fellowship. You bring back. Yes, so keep that food. Though. By the way, I'm coming. They gave us chicken and some things. When we come, we go tear them, put them inside. There's nothing as beautiful as seeing people share. Have you seen it before? I don't. Not young people. Young people share by force. Their own is too much. I mean older people being relaxed. Have you seen anyone seen older people being relaxed and acting like they are young and just... I don't know if it does the same thing inside you that it does to me. It's just so sweet. It's just so... You wish the whole world was like that. Like, ah, it's a happy state. I don't know. If you know how I feel when I see people being one. So good. Black, white, anything that involves... If I watch any movie and involve people from different tribes or coming together, anything, I don't know how I feel. I don't even know if it's... I almost feel guilty for feeling the way I feel. It just made me feel so good. I want to see people come together. You come together. Be one. God made earth with one, all men of one blood. And the devil comes in and splits up everybody into a million different things. And people take pride. I am and I am man. I am a woman. I am an... Why are you what you are? You're a headache to God. That's what you are. Don't be different. Be one. We are only different in appearance and abilities and all that. But as per heart and relationship, what do you think Jesus came to do? All of them were speaking in tongues and everybody could hear their own language. He wants us to communicate freely again. He wants mankind to be as they were. Living in the age to come, don't you know that it's all peace and joy and quiet? Everybody together, Palestine Jews, it won't be. Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, all, none. That's why we must be sons of peace. Now, anyone that has hatred or darkness in their life, you refuse to be their friend. Why do you want to divide people? That's of Satan. It is Satan that makes a brother kill a brother, even though they have differences in outlook. It is the devil. It can never be God. Jesus wanted peace with Romans. God wanted peace with the Greeks. He wanted openness and unity. And he left a group of people on the earth to lead the march. He called them the holy nation, the church. And he said he has brought them out from every tribe, language, peoples, nation. He brought them out from all and brought them together. The church of the last day, like the church of the early days, is going, once they overcame some of those problems with Cephas, When you remember, once they overcame all those things, the church is the place where you come to and say, are you a brother? Are you a sister? And you're like, thank God. Not this thing that we live with now. Not this thing. Not this thing. Not this thing that is called church. Not this thing. That thing must change. There must be a true church. Today I was thinking about it again. I was sitting, seeing someone's tab, charging there, and all that. Like, there has to be a place that is perfectly safe. There has to be a people that you're perfectly at peace with. I don't mean I'll not step on your toes and you go, ouch, and maybe push me off your toe. And I'm surprised or whatever. And we say, oh yeah, sorry, it was a mistake. Or it was purposeful. I forgive you. Or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. In spite of the small brushes and scrape and all that, that has nothing to do with me knowing that you will not intentionally do me evil. Real evil. Harm. You're going to hurt me, betray me, offend me, disappoint me, deny me. No. You should be able to know that I am safe with these ones. If I can find one of my brethren, I'll be safe. I'll be at peace. I'm going through a challenge now, people. Now it's easy. We are young teenagers in our 20s. Most people here. This is where you forge the bonds. The real tests come later with separation and time and responsibilities and the realities of this world. Then the test comes. That's why if you can't pass it in the small stage, what will you do with the big stage? If you can't trust, I used to say, I would rather trust someone, show you where you can stab me and kill me and walk around freely. I beg you, if you want to come and stab me and kill me, come and kill me. Leave me alone. I'm not going to walk around like covered. Oh, I don't have that kind of energy, please. So when I show you my Achilles heel, where you can kill me, if you like, kill me. That's you and all that. I'll die and go to my father. I have peace. But for me to go around covering up, nobody knows, really. Nobody. What kind of thing is that? I'll be in hell. I don't do hell. No! There ought to be a place. There ought to be a people. That's what God called a peculiar people, a holy nation, called to show forth the praise. The Bible says the world will know we are Christians by our love. They'll look at church and go like, wait. Please, how do you join? You believe on Jesus. Is that all? What do I say? Jesus comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I part of you people now? And they fall down and start weeping for joy. You know, I'm accepted. Oh, the Bible calls it in Ephesians, being accepted in the beloved. We are the beloved. Now, you're accepted into it. There's no fraternity. There was never. Why do you think Satan splits up Christians so much? This is why he stops the oil from flowing. Do you remember what we saw in Psalm 141? He said, let the righteous smite me. It will be a blessing. It will be like choice oil on my head. Do you know what Satan does? You come in into that house. Follow me. You're in that house, that family of God now. And a righteous person there. You that is learning righteousness. You get smitten. Dah! What is this you're wearing? You can't wear this thing now. Mm-mm. You're going to make people stumble, okay? So don't wear this, okay? God bless you. And you're like, why do you smite me? You're being smitten is a blessing. We read it, that when you're smitten, what happens? It cleanses out discipline, flogging, blows, does what? What does the Bible say? It cleanses the innermost parts of your beings. We saw it. We read it together in Proverbs. It cleanses you. Proverbs what? 20:30. It cleans you up. Blows clean you up. You want to be, how many of you want to be clean? Didn't you read that no discipline at the time seems enjoyable, but later on it leaves a peaceful, you even finish reading that place, peaceable fruit of righteousness to those that exercise therein. And it makes you to become what? Holy. Did we read it? That discipline makes you holy. It cleans out the trash in your life. So you must accept it. What happens as they want to smite you? You dodge. You block it. You dodge. You keep doing that. How on earth are you going to be holy? All the time you kneel down and say, Jesus, I want to be holy. Oh God, you're looking at my heart. So he sees your heart. It's deceived. The heart is deceitful. Your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Do you understand why obedience is a strategy? Do you know you didn't need to understand what I just explained to obey it? All you had to do was obey those who rule over you and be submissive. That is, obey each piece you get. And it makes, do you know, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying here. As I'm explaining and showing you how those scriptures line up and what they mean, you're like, okay. I mean, how many of you are like, okay. When you go through the pain, then it results in, you're feeling that, right? I'm saying you didn't need to understand it like that to enjoy the benefit. All you had to do was to obey the little one you knew. And I gave an example. Obey it. So if someone who rules over you comes and rebukes you, obey it. Before, don't say, you know, if I understand it first. Obey it first. I understand it because I obeyed it first. I didn't understand it when I obeyed it. You understanding follows obedience. It doesn't precede it every time. Most of the time, it doesn't precede it. Most times, it follows it. God rewards you with understanding because you obeyed and trusted him. So stop praying for the spirit of holiness. You already have him inside of you. Stop saying, God, I want to be holy. Mm-mm. Obey what that spirit says. Obey the different individual things, the nitty, the here and there that the Lord utters. As you do each of them, it will bring you into that state of holiness. So the Bible says, endure suffering as a good soldier of Christ. In 2 Timothy 2. And you face a little suffering and you say, no! And you take off running. You have disobeyed the rule about enduring suffering. Do you understand that? And then you're like, oh, in this other area of your life, oh God, I want to be strong. Every work of the enemy. And God is like, you're not strong now. He said, how? God, make me strong. Everybody, pray. Pray for the strength of God. This is what the church in Nigeria loves to do. They love to pray about things that you're meant to obey and enter into. Things you're given through submission. You can't be begging. So, it's like the same thing with jobs, with work. Like I said earlier, instead of working hard, being a diligent, faithful, and honest worker, you pray, God, my promotion. Things that need zero prayer. Do what you're told. Be a good servant. The Bible tells you what servants, employees should do. Do all of the things you were told as an employee. And if you're faithful in another man's, maybe someday God will give you yours. Oh, I'm going to set up my own pharmacy. I'm going to set up my own clinic. I'm going to set up my own practice. I'm going to set up my own shop. Are you being faithful in the one they gave you? Another person's own? You want to have your own? Do be faithful in another person's own as if you're doing it for yourself. That is the surest way. How long will it take? 5 years? 2 years? 10 years? I don't know. All things are beautiful in his time. Whose time? Your time? His time. That's it. These are the keys to these things. But wealth gotten speedily develops wings and flies away. You know why there are many poor people around here? Why Igbos have more money more than those from around the other parts of the South? Huh? Because they serve, serving is inculcated into their culture. Have you come across people from this outside? I call it by my mother. I'll be working for somebody as if it's my father's thing. I'll be suffering for somebody. Is it my father's thing? Who does not talk about? You don't know. You're very new. You just came to Akwa Ibom recently. When I see them, God does not allow me to come across wrong numbers like that. Just I try not to be impatient with anybody, but And you will go to church and do fasting. This year, You'll be your own boss. You will. A bus conductor. You, you, you're going to be whatever you're going to be for a very short time. A very brief moment. That's what you're going to be. For a very brief moment. That's what you're going to be. For a very brief moment. That's what will happen. We are not called. Am I going to keep playing second fiddle? Sir! Jesus commanded you to do that. Your Lord, the one you claim to be God. You can't be so unfaithful, stealing. Come across so many of these people. They steal. I'm not saying Ibo brothers don't take too, but they know that if they take and they kick them away, they'll lose the 3 years they have been serving so far. Yes? So the motivation goes beyond just goodness of heart. They can be greedy in other ways, but the sept part, they know that their very future depends on it. So they have to be careful and wait and endure. They have to be. But aside, many, they didn't even try. I think their parents tell them at home, you, are you going to be coming home empty? Are there not things in that your shop? I didn't say they do, but I won't be surprised they do. I can almost assure you they send them to steal. How? Don't I know people that work and they keep going home with things? Don't they ask them, it seems you get more things from there than the children of the owner of the things, eh? Eh? Second son, how do you, eh? Someone was working in a sister of mine, shop. And someone is coming home every day with provision, with things, carry a food flask in the morning and come purportedly with her food, carry it home. Purportedly empty, but there's a sachet of 400 grams of milk inside, you know. And when someone reported and said, I pity you, I don't know how you survive, out of the blues, nobody knew who, doesn't know who it is at all. I hope it's a jilted boyfriend or whoever, we don't know. And said, but check that your girl. So my sister goes and tells the girl, please, as you're about to go, please carry your clothes, I need to check you. And if you see how quiet this girl was, I saw her once or twice. Hey, angels in human form. And my sister said, she was wearing tights like this. Tights. Apart from her undies. She peeled the tights like this. Money was raining. It rained money. So she lines. That's the one day they checked her. 3,000 naira or so fell out. Can you imagine if someone is taking from a small provision shop 3,000 naira every day? How many of you want that kind of job? So me, I've been thinking, if I'm going to work there, I think I'll be better off. 3,000 times 7 is, let's say times 6, is how much? 18, how much? 1,000 plus your salary of 10,000 is 28 plus, like that day, for that day, a packet of milk. Life is good. Life is good. And she's staying with her father, who lives in one small place. So every day she comes back with wonders. You don't go like, child, do they pay you every day? And these are the people that will go to church and be praying. These things are bad in, things are bad though, in this your country. People are damaged. How do you have the heart or the mind to do, that's a random check. They just randomly checked you that day. You know. God forbid that anyone that claims to love God or fear God have any such capacity. Merciless. You don't even take 500 naira. Just sell maybe 30,000 that day. Maybe the profit might be 2,000-3,000. You pocket all. And you keep doing that for maybe a year. Tomorrow you see the person. Where are you? Well, I said, I wanted a job. May God lead you in your dealings in this world. Yeah. Can you picture that girl coming and looking for a job from you? And you look at the externals. I'm looking for who is looks quiet like that girl. I don't think we are. Maybe this is a turban. But I don't know. It's only in church I see how. Does she cause trouble? And she looked like that, quiet. Don't say anything, just. I'm not saying she, so I mean the girl. It's the girl I'm talking about. I don't know about her. You know? Meanwhile, in Moninia, my dad once had a driver. The last I heard about him, he had built a shop while he was still working with my dad. One day, my sister is there somewhere. He sees him enter the room. My dad, being open, I open the room, put his hand in my dad's suit pockets. Just going through systematically. I wonder what he would have done to me. Me that when after 3 days or 5 days of not having any money, then I touch my pocket. I wear a clothes and there's money inside the pocket. I'm like, I had money. I mean, this is my life. And I like it. Oh, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. That means I would have been finished. If he didn't even finish myself. What do I know? So people can be very, but the truth is this. I'm saying that there has to be a place where you have perfect peace. There has to be a place where you have perfect peace. Before we get to heaven, the church was meant to be a piece of heaven, a slice of heaven. You get into it and all is well. You're like, once I'm here. And the church I fight for, the church I preach about, the church I contribute to training and preparing is going to be a church where someone says, I am going to anywhere in the world. I have brethren there. You're not even thinking, how will I eat? What drink? You're not thinking of that. When the Bible says, when you come to a city, when you get there, what they say you should ask for? A son of peace. Did you hear him say, ask for a son of peace? He said, when you enter, say, peace be unto this house. And if it's a son of peace, your peace will remain. But if it's not, it will return. He said, your peace will return to you. So someone should be able to, I'm going to be doing, hallelujah. You know, the people that will be sitting in your places when you're gone, how you get a call from me or from someone. You don't know the plan from Adam. Say, oh, brother, Tal said that I can stay in your house. Okay, I'll be nice enough to ask in advance in case you already have 3 people in your house. So, oh, there's someone. Would you have space? Or could you have, or is there, of course, the church in your place too. They must learn. Everybody must be hospitable. Everybody must know that this is how it's meant to be. What if there's persecution? How will we survive? If we didn't practice it in time of peace, how will it do when? Who has read The Hiding Place? Corrie ten Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you see how they used to hide those people? Feed them during when Hitler was killing them. Those people were not even their brethren. They were not even God Christians per se. And they were just doing it out of love, protecting Jews. How much more your own brethren should be willing to risk and pay any price to be a blessing to our brethren. The Bible says they continued in the breaking of bread and they devoted themselves to prayer. I don't need to explain anything about prayer. 4 things I have always believed are very necessary for the body. The believers' classes we do fall under the apostles' teaching. When we are together, sharing in worship, prayer, worship is prayer. Whatever we are doing, all those things is one of these things. When we are eating together, not just when we eat together during our retreats, when we used to come together and eat 3 times a day, 2 times a day, make food, you know, make it, eat it together and just all that. It's not just that. Even when we are not having a meeting and you're eating together in your room, in your homes, in your wherever, that is fellowship. Do you understand? Fellowship is not when, you hear when people say, are you going for fellowship? That's not what the early church were doing. They didn't go for fellowship. The church met. They met in houses, they met in the temple, they met in different places. Fellowship is not what we do when, it is part of what we do when we come here, okay? But this is not the only meaning of fellowship. Do you understand? Fellowship is what you do in the morning. It's what you do in the afternoon. It's what you do when you see yourselves ordinarily. When you just come and hang around and you're just there together. Remember, fellowship is sharing. It's not just food. It's gist, self. Gist. That gist is fellowship. You're having fellowship. Fellowship is sharing. The word is koinonia. Sharing. Please, you know, you must get this thing into your brain and it lives there. Our very speech will have to change with time. Our speech must change to match reality, not what we've been told. You're having fellowship. Oh, you guys, someone comes and passes and says, what are you guys doing? You say, having fellowship. About what? What are you sharing? So I was just telling him about what happened to my sister. He said, that's fellowship. You're singing together. Let me teach you guys this song. You're having fellowship. You're sharing a song, you know, with them. You're sharing an idea. People, there's this thing I want to do. What can you contribute? And you tell the story. You're fellowshipping around an idea, a business. I'm going to include you there. This business I'm starting, I want you to be one of our board members. Okay, we need your, you serve as an advisor. Let me go higher level. Let me touch money a little. For you still like it. Small. You're starting a business. Seed capital has come from somewhere. 3.8 million. You hear me? Because the church is meant to be so, oh dear God. And suddenly people that are open with each other and everything go secret. 3.8 million. Suddenly a cloud, a curtain, a veil come between you and your brother, sister. You can't open. Suddenly you have calls that can only be taken outside. You know those kind of calls that human presence interferes with network coverage. Now you have to be going outside. Sorry, I need to take off. Sorry, give me a moment. Sorry, I need to. You have allowed a veil come. What is it? Money, mammon. Now it may not mean anything to you. It means a whole lot to me now. Because if you don't deal with it now, what will you do? When it's rolling in, what will you do? If one of two things will happen. Based on what you know about this brother or this sister, maybe they don't have a job, or they have a job, they are fine. Or they are very wise, they have very good business acumen. They've started their own business and they're doing well. Or something. You ought to go, sister, do you know that call that came in? Finally, I thank God. We need to start a business. So, but I don't have the capacity amount, or I'm busy here, or I can do it, but you're the business guru now. So let's partner. Okay. I'll share with you. You have been entitled to 10% of it, you know, for the ideas, for whatever way you can contribute. You just gave him 10% of all profits of a business he or she has done nothing about up to this moment, or maybe has been giving you a little advice. But hereafter, you have a right to say, we have a meeting where you need to come. Yes. When? Next week. When? I'm putting you on the board. You're in the documents. They'll send you for you to sign. So Christians have been, they can see in church and go, brother, sister, they can even sit and eat and laugh, but they don't understand fellowship. They won't fellowship that far. They won't fellowship in the business. They don't fellowship. Who has ever heard this advice? Again, you're young, but I've heard it. You know, I don't know if you've heard it, where they say if you're doing any business, it's better to deal with an unbeliever than a Christian. Who has heard that thing before? Have you? Don't you? Oh God, I should stop talking. I'll start crying. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that even mean? Look at the number of hands that went up. What does that mean? And then we are looking for a devil. What do you need Satan for? When your name is Cain. What does that mean? And we are looking for reasons. Let's fight the devil. Satan is having a party over some people's heads. But how many of you know that before the Lord returns fully, all his enemies will be put under his feet? Including this thing I'm talking about. Do you realize I'm not telling you things that are high sounding or pipe dreams? We must do it, or Jesus will not return fully. We must do it. It must be done. There has to be a set of people that obeys God and lays down their life. No greater love had a man than a man lay down his life for his friends. I've called you my friends because whatever my father has told me, I've told you. Why on earth when you cut your sister in and say, who else can we join? Who needs a job now? Who is really good? Oh, brother, this thing, he'll be the one doing all the legwork now. So I'm going to. So you could say, I'll add this other brother. He'll do most of the legwork. We'll give him 20% of the income. And that's it. This one said, after he gave me 10, okay, you get work and face your side, Uchi. You have his number? I lost it with the other phone. Wow, ring her. What are you doing? Are you working? Maybe I was just talking with brother Uche here. And now, so let's go. When can you come in? I'll send you money. Oh God, when we can be simple with money, we'll be simple with anything else. If you can be free with money, if money does not rule over you, you'll be free with anything else. And there you are. Business has started. Brethren are walking, please. Brethren are walking. And God is blessing it. And there are no crazy strings attached. There are not all these strings attached. All these unpleasant conditionalities. Have they signed anything? No. Sign what? Didn't sign anything except for the registration of the company. And you're faithful and you say, I can't be as committed to it as I wanted to be. Oh, you know, before that time you called me, I was waiting for this thing. Between that time and now, the thing has started. Now I have to give away my 20%. Try, they paid me, but it's okay. So who do we find and put? Hey, brother Kosiko. So life goes on. Say, bro, I have to return the 20%. You know, this one other thing that I've been waiting for. It's all right. No attachment. How will I lose that money? Hey, I'll be manager. I'll do the two. No, you can't remove my name. Okay, let's see now. Was my name not there? You can't remove it without my signature. What's wrong with you? You want to go to the lake of fire? You be free. Peace. Always. I'm saying if you can't do it now, how will you do it with big money? How will you do it with millions? How will we do it with anything? God is going to really, really help there to be children of His who trust in Him completely. Who put the enemy looks at you and forget the enemy. The world looks at you and says, no, no. Can you imagine you giving speeches, being in different meetings, different places, and telling stories about your relationship with your brethren? Are you understanding how the church, most of the world, is going to say, we want Jesus? Huh? I'm trying to explain it. I'm trying to explain how that's going to happen. I'm trying to explain to you why the world is going to be in awe. Why the nations of the earth will say, let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. Let us learn of His ways. Because as we practice these things, at this time we have stories of some sweet things, you know, and all that. But as we practice these things more and live it, what will happen is this. You're going to be in your office, you're sharing morning devotions, or you're in a conference and you're telling a story in a conference of the different branches of your office. They are all there and you're giving a talk. And you say, well, I happen to be part of a church group, since my university days. And, the way we operate in our church, by the time you finish telling the stories, just gisting it and keeping, people are asking, please, sorry, that you people's church during lunch. Can someone join? How do you become? Say, well, of course, you need to be born again. As we're talking, because you see wet eyes, people will cry. When you tell the world of things that are in heaven, what is in heaven? Kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. When you talk about people that are righteous, people that are at peace and have joy without fear, when you talk about when we go on trips, when we go on all our business trips, I don't stay in your hotels, no fancy hotels. I stay with our church members. And they're like, so how? Questions are coming. Excuse me. So how do you trust that they'll not harm you? How do you know? And whites are hearing it. Blacks are hearing it. International clientele are hearing it. And you're saying, well, it's hard to explain. You know, since I'm talking about a spiritual fraternity, it's not exactly... You have people crossing carpet from their religions. That's what will happen too. Stop thinking of a physical mountain that will do boom, 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 boom. Be exalted over the mountains. Come, ye mountains. Buddhism, come. Hinduism, come. No. It's going to be like this. There's going to, I told you what mountains are. Different religions, different organizations, different establishments, different governments. The church government. The modus operandi, the way we operate, is going to be so different that people will say, I want to learn you people's ways. Come and teach us already. I know I'm speaking like it's all future, but already, you know, I'm aware many, many years ago, bodies like the International Christian Chamber of Commerce have done training for companies and government officials in China. China that does not believe in God. How they do it is they had to remove all the references to Jesus, but teach all the principles from the Bible. They do trainings for them. They do it for United Nations. United Nations. How? Do you know the wisdom found in Scripture? The wisdom found in Scripture is enough to change anyone that copies it. And these people, wherever they... So what they did, I used to have it long, long ago. I think probably somewhere in my systems. you know, still about, you know, they don't say Jesus said. They'll say as born in certain ancient records, as a wise man once said. Is Jesus not a wise man? And all that. They scrub it of the overtly Christian expression and teach all the principles of the Bible. And the people receive them, admire them, because they hear about the effect. So we have to know this. We are called to give thoughts. Here, Lance Wall now talking about how he stands there and he's talking, and they are talking all these things. Lance Wall now used to be a businessman, and then he lives around when he's 20. He was very good, and then God calls him and he's pastoring for many years, maybe 20 years too. Then God sends him back, so he does marketplace ministries and all that. And he talks about how he'll be at meetings or things, and you know, with all sorts of government or business types, and they say something. And after they say something, and he's standing, he doesn't even know what they're talking about. He just opens his mouth and goes like, yeah, and I think if you do this, he just says one thing. And it's like, everybody looks at him and says, oh, that's amazing advice. Yeah. And it's like, I don't even know. He doesn't tell them, but, and it's like words will be coming to his mouth. It's just, and everybody's interested in his own version and what he's saying. Because there's a spirit in man, the inspiration of Almighty gives understanding. It can make you very outstanding, different. You know, you will even be wondering, how did I get here? Oh, God can do anything. Well, he just needs vessels. If he can find you, make yourself available to him. Okay? We are going to turn many people to the Lord just by our lives. Just by doing these four things. Just by being, people say, so where did you stay? You say, oh, I stayed at, you went for this meeting. You people came in from different parts of the world for that meeting. And they asked, so which hotel are you staying? I'm not staying in a hotel. I'm staying with one of our brethren. I haven't seen him for 25 years. Okay, so how did that happen? You just went to the house? Of course. So how did the wife? Oh, the wife is also one of our brothers. Of course, I'd say he's the wife of our... you mean you just... were you guys really close? Not really. We barely, but we were in the same church group. You weren't really close. So how do you... how is it? I think they're a bit tense. No! I wish... Do you want to come stay with us? It's such an exciting time. This and that. Oh, but that's how it is normally. Anywhere in the world I go to, and there are any of our brethren, I just put a call through and ask, is there any of the brethren in this town? And I get a phone number. So actually, I have access to hundreds of houses I could stay with. How many of you know this in the Bible? Sorry, do you know in the Luke version of that Matthew 19 that it was said in this age? It says in this age that anyone that gives up father, mother, brother, sister will be given a hundredfold in this age. You're meant to have brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers now, not tomorrow. You gave them up because you're obeying God in some way or the other. He gives you now. So you look at the characteristics. How should a child behave with the parents? Do I have people like that? How should a child behave with the siblings? Do I have people like that? That's God. Don't futurize it. You're already walking in it. You're already reaping what the reward that Jesus promised you, even though you also added with persecution. And now you want one without the other. You want plenty parents. And I'm asking you, which one is better, to have one set of people you call daddy, mommy, that you trust, or to have 100? Who's the fool? Who is the wise man? Who is the wise investor? The one that sold two parents and got 100 back. And many times you get your own real parents back too. I hope you know. Yes, now. Yes, typically you get them too, eventually. When you endure persecution, eventually they come round. Leave them. Don't mind them. Typically, Mary is going to be there after Jesus dies. Don't worry. And your siblings, those brothers, sisters, all that you gave up, you get them back. Plus a hundredfold. Others. In Luke, he said many more. You get many, many more. This is the goodness of God to us. So can you see, it's one of the advantages, benefits of being a citizen of heaven is that of the holy nation, you ought to have multiplication, not just of the bread, of food, of supplies. So it's not just, oh, the food I bought. The food I bought. He said, no, other men dug wells, you drink from it. Other men planted vineyards, you drink from it. Other men built houses, you live in it. It's in your Bible. John chapter 4 says, other men sowed. You enter into their labors. That includes your brethren. So that he that sows and he that reaps will rejoice together. These are the, we should have a whole sermon just called Benefits of Being a Citizen of the Kingdom. There should be nothing like it. You know, in our congregation here, I sit down and think about how I haven't heard of people losing things before, things getting lost and all that. And it makes me very glad. Now, it's not that I expect anything to get lost, but like, so it should be that no one said, I can't find a phone. There's still things in people's touches. Yes. Che, why such a loud response? Huh? It's like something has happened to you people. Yes. In this place, I've never seen, I think people are less careless now. There was a time. They don't leave things, they don't dump everything, everything. And you just be there. Peace in your heart. Not thinking, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? Who? Who? Who don't I trust? Everybody watching their back. Eh? You should be able to walk through without looking backwards. You should be able, at least one place in this world. After all, we have our human brethren, we have angels providing security. Yes? And provision and all of that ought to be so. You heard some people give testimonies about how they have problem persecution and they don't even feel it. Their food is not affected. The only great advantage I see there is that you're not one that may have to cook again. Hallelujah. That's the kind of thing you might look forward to persecution. So you stop cooking for a while. Others, don't you know I'm being persecuted? Anyone here, if they ever persecute you and it seems people are not on board, say, excuse me, you people, give money devotion. You don't know I'm being persecuted? You're now my mother, my father, all of you. I don't want to lack. I've finished. I'm very serious, so don't allow anyone to joke with your persecution. If you have the huge advantage of being persecuted, enjoy life. When you're hungry, say, I'm hungry. Papa God, I'm hungry. In fact, I want to eat extra during this season before it ends. And we've heard people testify things to that effect. Yes. She was persecuted. She went through difficult times. I pitied herself. Where were her brethren? Why did she go through what you're saying? Why did that happen? It's the absence of the love dimension. It's the absence of the church. It is what scripture has declared should not be. The Bible says two are better than one. The threefold cord is not easily broken. You're not permitted to be alone. The Bible says, woe to him who is alone in the day of trouble. It's a terrible thing for you to be in Ecclesiastes. You shouldn't be alone in the day of trouble. You are not supposed to be alone in the day of joy either. Didn't the Bible say rejoice with those who rejoice? When we are rejoicing, you should be there. When we are mourning, we should be there. Everybody ought to be there all the time. That is why sometimes I've told people, it's not to hear when you're mourning and when you're rejoicing. I don't hear it too. You better mind yourself. I'll hear of your mourning. And then now, if turn my mourning into ha, 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 ha. You really stress the mourning. You turn my mourning into la, 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 la. Come here. What do you mean? La, 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 la. What happened? That's where you find out that things have changed for bro. Says, brethren, I just want to testify and thank God. But when you gave the other testimony, when you've been persecuted, I want to thank God for the privilege, like the Bible says, of undergoing persecution. My parents, but I trust God. I want to thank God for everyone that has stood by me. Persecution stage. Now persecution is gone. Everything, now double. You can't say, I want to just thank God for his goodness to me. What do you mean? His goodness to me. You better declare here. Goodness to you. What do you mean by that? Come here with crates of mineral and what do I like? Something. Edible. Drop it and say, everybody, you're going to enjoy. Maybe after the meeting, pick a drink and pick this thing. Do you know that after all that time I went through and nothing came in? All at once, this came in. I want to thank. Everybody goes, yeah. We know. We are meant to know. We can't be knowing about your trouble, your sorrows, You won't know about your cause of rejoicing. I just want to thank you. I'm just happy. I will slap you. You're just happy. Who say you're just happy? There's money in your bank account. You say you're just happy. What do you mean by that? Oh, praise God. Okay. Today too, we'll close early. I'm getting too happy. Just dreaming of the church. Ha! The church. Oh, the church. Satan has done us something. Who is angry with me? Please be angry with me. Who feels like, we have to change this matter? Other churches have to hear about it and go like, what are we? Sorry, we want to come under your denomination. And we are like, we don't do that. But we network. We have a network of fellowships. We have what registration fee? We say nothing. Okay. And we take and join in and they learn. Are you understanding the mountain of God teaching other mountains? Yes. Do you remember Mount Zion is part of Jerusalem, but it's distinct. Jerusalem and Mount Zion are used synonymously, but it's part of Israel. Sorry, that's what I want to say. The rest of the tribes of Israel can be very funny. You understand? So as I'm saying this, don't be thinking, well, okay, but what you're describing is the whole body. No! The mountain of the Lord's house, which is Jerusalem, where the Lord's house, the temple, is different from the rest of Israel. Do you understand? Do you understand? So when I'm saying church, don't think that I'm saying that all the body of Christ will suddenly be here. They won't. Jerusalem from above is going to be certain parts. So forget about even unbelievers and those worshiping false gods in ignorance. You know, forget about those ones and think about your brethren, your fellow Israelites, those of Samaria who have been lost, have been mixed up with idols. Do you understand this? For those ones, they need to see an example to learn from. Okay? As small as we are, we've already had people say, oh, we love to learn from you. Oh, we like to. Oh, we like to. Oh, we like to. When they get to hear about the little we enjoy, they want to learn. When we walk in more and more, they really, really want to learn. Imagine they call us to a pastor's meeting. A meeting of just church pastors and leaders. And you stand and you're sharing how the church is, you know, picture like in the future. We are talking about, how we are not a denomination, how each group is independent. However, how we come together, how we talk about some things that have happened, challenges we faced, how they were resolved, how this and that and all of those things. People will go like, wow, how do you do it? The last time it happened in our church, we split into 5 new pieces. This happened, that happened. And you tell them, well, it doesn't happen like that in our own. And they will go, why? How do you do it? That's where you tell them how you do it. You explain that we don't have an agenda. Our relationship is loose, is free. There's no force. There's no bishop or pope in it. There's just relationship. It's built on love. I want the well-being of my brother or sister. I'm not trying to get an advantage over them. We don't have competition. Do you know we have branches that have 1,000 people in and another branch has 150 and there's no struggle. We are completely, there's nothing, there's no self-seeking, selfish ambition. Do you know that leads to confusion and every evil work? That's why you have confusion in your own church. See, listen to me, everybody. If you ever see confusion and all sorts of evil works, there's selfishness, there's self-seeking, there's selfish ambition and envy there. Learn to trust the Bible. Don't say, we don't even know what's happening. If you see confusion and every evil word, check. You're going to see self-seeking and envy. It's there. The scriptures are true. Presume scripture is true first. Then go and look for what scripture said. Don't say, we don't know. We've been praying, our brother. We don't even know what is happening. You're not telling the truth. It's either they don't know they are blind or they are lying. There's envy in that house. And is self-seeking. Somebody is trying to have preeminence. That's resulting in the confusion and evil work. Don't act like, okay, we are just confused. We just mistakenly. No. If someone will humble themselves, if the people will humble themselves, things will be clear. If they will humble themselves, repent. If someone will say sorry, someone will relate right, apologize. If someone will seek to do what is right and stop exalting themselves and thinking, why? Why should you? Why? If all of that would disappear, that confusion will disappear. The evil works in their midst will disappear. Are you saying that in the congregation there are people living in sin and doing all sorts of evil things? Yes. Someone may be competing with Jesus himself, self-seeking. Someone is doing what he wants above what Jesus wants. Do what Jesus wants. Do what Jesus wants and see if that thing won't disappear. Do you understand? Verse 44. Verse 43 said, a sense of fear came over everyone and many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All the believers were united and shared everything with one another. You see, he went on to share it again, fellowship. He explained the fellowship. It's not a separate thing. I hope I've helped you understand that. That is not a separate thing. It's not like the fellowship thing was different. It's the same thing. Some translations say they had everything in common. They shared everything in common. They had everything in common. Yes. They made it their practice to sell their possessions and goods and to distribute the proceeds to anyone who was in need. Did you see it was distributed to the one who was in need? Okay. United in purpose. Do you remember the Bible says they were united? All the believers were united. What were they united in? Because some people try to be united in their denomination. Have you seen people try? They keep saying we are Have you heard people boast? Come on, where you're coming from? Have you heard people boast? The boast is in the name of the denomination. Have you seen how useless it is usually? They still hate themselves a lot and quarrel and dislike themselves. Because that purpose is useless. It's not a God-given purpose. It's a useless purpose. The only purpose you should be united in is in holding onto Christ as the head and lifting him up. Jesus! That's the purpose you should be focused on. The purpose of exalting Jesus and causing his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth. That's the purpose. That's the purpose. You could say it in any set of different ways, but the whole thing is about exalting Jesus together, magnifying our God, causing his praise to be heard in the earth. And you're coming around in the purpose of saying this church, our name shall not die. That, look at the wrong purpose. So the gum holding it together is pride. Are you saying? They're trying to hold it together with the gum of pride, the bond of pride, which is of the devil, and they'll fall. But what should we use to hold ourselves together? The bond of peace and love. Over and over again, the Bible talks about love and peace holding us together. If you follow the prayer points for yesterday, you saw that. Love and peace. Love and peace. People, when we love each other, we keep loving each other. Have peace amongst yourselves, in your hearts, with each other. Whenever there's trouble, you're like, hey, there's trouble. We must make peace. So peace is our middle name. Come. We don't seem to be at peace. What's happening? Settle, then let's go and eat together. Yeah? Now, if you notice someone purposely quarrel with you after that, after you eat the first time, you should know what the problem is. Nobody knows. If you know, wave your hand. What is it, Victor? Very slim. The rest of you, you're very slow. The brother's brain is sharp. Did you hear him? Did he hear? I said, you settled with someone the first time, you had some quanta, and you went and ate together, you know, to make the bond strong, yes? Then next thing, for no reason, the person quarreled again. I asked, why do you think he's quarreling again? Be wise, though. Just tell him, don't worry, me, I have no quarrel against you. I'm not even angry, sir, there's nothing wrong. So that person wants to eat. The first time he went to Kilimanjaro, this time the person is hoping to go to Crunchies. Someone now be forming quarrel, so you be eating. Bro, quarrel, please. Don't leave the phone and call your shepherd and say, this brother had a quarrel with me. Let them settle the old-fashioned way. Two or three. No breaking your bread this time. Except you're the one bringing the money. Okay. So, they distributed the proceeds to anyone who was in need. You know. Now, you're going to see how that happens here. United in purpose, they went to the temple every day, ate at each other's homes. I've already preached all of this. And shared their food with glad and humble hearts. Do you see humility? Do you see what happens in sharing food? You need what kind of heart? Glad and humble heart. You're more excited about the opportunity to eat. You're glad that you can partake. If the person has gari to sip, gari. If the person has only gari, you know, gari without, you generate. Say, I have 200 naira here. And you do good. Groundnut, milk, sugar. Yes? That's it. There's joy. Did someone say we should add salt? Okay. Yes. Oh, you know now. You guys are catching up. Kong Sulu. You know. Kong Sulu didn't used to have groundnut. Where do you get that kind of thing from? But it's okay. You know, in our my secondary school, things were so bad in the hostel that you take your provisions and live in the housemaster's house and eat it only on Saturdays. Who went to that kind of school? Say, now some are small too. I feel like brothers in arms with you guys. Like you literally couldn't have your provision and eat it in the week. There's nothing like eating when you're hungry. Because if you keep it in the hostel, you finish in days. So you have to keep it in your housemaster's house or a guardian's house, a guardian, not housemaster. You keep it there. Then on Saturdays, once a week, life will be happy. I still remember the smell of the carton. Because in that carton was gari, sugar, milk, maybe soup and some things. Ah, hungry, oh, hunger. So you go there, you enter, everyone partakes in something, different people with their cartons. Even though I had one housemaster, one guardian I had, that his sons used to visit those cartons. But I didn't know, I heard it later. The very first time I was in the week of grace, that first week, I went to school, gave me a packet of cabin. I tore it open later, took out two sticks, like two biscuits, like any well-behaved child. Just innocence. Oh, ignorance and innocence usually go together sometimes. Oh, someone passed and said, ah, oh boy, you don't lunch. Who knows what they call lunching? Who does not know what lunching is? Okay, lunching is that you've opened it. You know, to launch a tin of milk, powdered milk, is you remove, it has been accessed. So it's been launched. Those that didn't know, they will spell it L-U-N. No, it's L-A-U. It's a launching. So, boy, you don't launch. Give me now. So, I stretched it to him. You know, I was a normal human being. He put in his fingers and took out maybe 7 or 10. I don't know, but he took as much as his fingers. It was in SS1. And entered the next room. Because I was by the door here, in that corner. It was like a locust attack. I don't know. A swirl of human beings came out. I heard some ruckus inside there. Oh, where you get that? Then, humanity flowed through the door. Around my box corner. I still see in my mind's eye the empty carton of cabin on the ground. And there was no one there. When I opened my eye, it was only me and an empty packet of cabin. Was it? It should have been very traumatic, but God has healed me. That was the end of my cabin. I don't know if I ate 2 or 4. I don't know what I ate from me. I don't know. And of course, nothing till whenever. Maybe the next meeting day, if my parents could afford it. I don't know. Ah! Ignorance. Ignorance is not good. But we were learning. May you not be like that in your life. Let that be learning. Because some people don't learn. You should know how to protect your stuff. With time, wisdom came. Some of you complain when things happen a bit too much. No, God is trying to teach you wisdom. Those rough stuff, you're supposed to spiritually, you're supposed to get know what to do. Not just for yourself, but for others. So with that knowledge, I would be able to advise a younger student, a new student, maybe JS1, even by the time I'm in JS2, right? Or just one thing that came after me and say, don't keep your things here. Do you understand? Just a little experience gives you an advantage. Okay? A little experience gives you an advantage. I saw the beginning part of a movie. I haven't watched it yet. Indivisible, say, based on a real life story. And, one soldier was telling one new chaplain, you know, he was going for his first trip, first tour, as the military say. He told him, when you go to Iraq, you will never be the same again. I think the man tried to say, well, me and my wife, we are coming. Now, I haven't watched it even up to one quarter, so, or half, so, I don't know what will happen, but definitely, just shortly after the first batch of people died, and he went, and people asked him questions about death and how God. He just sat there and kept saying, the man kept asking him, do you have a verse for that? You know, anger, because their friend died, a young girl died, things like that. And you say, I don't. Reality will change you. But that's if you learn from it, then you become wiser and better. If you don't learn from it, you are not doing well. The Bible says, united in purpose, they went to the temple every day, ate at each other's homes, and shared their food with glad and humble hearts. They shared their food with glad and humble hearts. They were praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. Every day, listen to the fruit of this. Every day, the Lord was adding to their number those who were being saved. Do you see that? People are attracted to peace, joy, and gladness. Everyone here, you've seen it in some form. It is very attractive. You know you can't buy it. You know you can't buy it, right? Whoever tried to use money and have friendship here, raise your hand. You're here now. You've tried to use money to get people to be friendly, stuff and all that. Did it work? You regret it, kind of. It's extra painful. You hope that throwing a lot of money in that direction, trying to would win affect. You can't buy it. But God can give it. The love of God can be shed abroad in your heart. You like it. And with time, as we yield to the leading of the Spirit, with time, it's not a struggle anymore. You enjoy it. As you watch others and learn and copy, it becomes something you live for. It's not some, I'm trying so hard here. God, you're seeing my sacrifice. Like every other thing you've done. How many of you used to watch people pray? Sorry, we know this, but let's just talk small and leave it. Less than 1 minute. How many of you used to see people pray for long hours? You used to say, wow, wondrous things. How many of you do people look at now and say wondrous things? Other people, they don't tell you, you know they are wondering. Don't you know you are wondering? How many of you, the same, you kneel down and you would like not to stand up if possible. But life says stand up because you have to go and do something else. Yes? The same you. How? I'm saying anything you obey God in small and all that, you come to the place where it's not a struggle. It's not that you're walking around, God, you see this cross. You've even forgotten it's part of his light. Do you remember Jesus had promised you that his yoke is easy and his burden is light? That's a pure example of it. That when you take on his yoke, at first you seem heavy. When you stand and observe it, it looks so scary. When you carry, you discover it's not like that. You're like, this thing is doable. This thing is really doable. And how much more when you have people helping you, they too are carrying their own and you're watching. It becomes so much easier. And this is why we must be faithful in our little. Because you have so many people God is going to add. They will come because they've seen it with you. They've seen it in your own. And they're saying, if you can do it, I can do it. What am I doing here? Why am I dying for nothing? So we will encourage, but we will struggle with the little suffering we need to face to achieve that. Let me just read that part in chapter 4. And then get ready to be wrapping up. Now, verse 32. Now all the believers were one in heart and soul. And nobody called any of his possessions his own. Are you seeing progression? Now they didn't even sell their thing. It was no longer their thing. It was now our thing. Come, let's go to our house now. Which one is our house? So, boy, if I get there first, I'm the one sleeping on the bed. Can you picture that? I'm taking the pillow. What? There's only one pillow here. I grab the first. And you don't go like, give me my pillow. Now, you can't make this happen at once. It comes slowly. Say, I keep saying this thing. These things will happen till it's normal. Like I said, your heart, you won't even feel it. You literally will not feel things are yours. You'll be like, our house. Go to our house and stay now. That's how the call will be. Sister, I'm coming home next week. Okay. So when should we take our car to pick you? When should the car come and pick you? It's not a burden. They are coming. Child. Visitor. No, you're looking forward. At least amongst other things, there will be gist. Do you know what happened last week? I'm just coming in from Togo. We raised 17 dead people. How was it? these guys. And three of them died for 1.5 weeks first, though. If you see what happened, it's exciting. Not when someone shows up. God bless you. God bless you. Sister, my sister, my brother. Everything formal and fake, hard, dry, no life. I don't blame you. Find a hotel room. You can spend the money. Sincere. But you know it's not like that in real, the way this thing works. It's real. You're not faking it. You're not trying to. You're excited. There are a few people. I don't mean amongst this family. I mean friends. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to see that. You know, I struggle. I've been struggling in my heart. You know, and you sit at the table wondering what we are going to talk about. I hope the Lord is with this house. He is. Okay. Because it's not real. It's forced. Yes, sir. We've kept your room, sir. Okay. All right. So I'm going to spend some time praying. What have you been doing since? Is the place you come to pray? Is this place you come to pray now? From spiritual. Instead of just agreeing that you have nothing to talk about, we have no gist, we have no connection, we have no life, we are not united in purpose. That's why. Sorry, I'm almost apologizing on behalf of. But this is the truth. Can we tell the truth here? Yeah?
Yes.
Sister, you sit and look at yourself. Your husband, uncle, he's fine, oh. And what's the name of that yacht? Okay, so how long are you staying for? Instead of just, I hope you have enough gist. I hope you know any normal relationship. The first time you should gist till around 2 a.m. 3. People's spouses should be coming out and saying, are you not going to work tomorrow? And you're like, I think I'll take that my leave now. I'll call in and say, I am incapacitated. Who says you need to explain why? Indisposed. Undisposed. I know. I had an unexpected visitor. You can, if you like, think it's pregnancy. And think anything you like. There should be, voila, you're catching up. So you're not going home. You're coming to our church group on Sunday. No. You're coming to our congregation. Any plan you had, of course, you can't have plans there. You get there, apart from general plans, you know, light plans. Any, get there. We have our sister from, now they've heard gist about you, yes?
Yeah.
Except you stand there every day and talk about yourself, they should have heard your name till, how many of you know that if you hear about someone over and over and over again, when you see them, it's like you know them?
Yeah.
And it continues from there. And that's how it should be. That's the same way someone feels and says, sir, I'm after the meeting, sister, I'm coming to your town to serve. My dear, what's your name? You get the address now, of course. Don't live anywhere else, oh. Can you see how that works? How is that girl going to get to that town, then go and fall into sin? How? When a mother is waiting there, waiting, that will love her even more than her biological mother, maybe. And she arrives there. How are you? Oh, they came and picked her. Oh, they carried her. This is what you do. Okay, so you need a place to... But everything is moving normal. The church was meant to be. So I'm telling you how the church of God was meant to be. Not with struggle. Not with pain, not with, there's just all this peace. There's nothing like, oh, they haven't paid them all. How are you faring? How will she eat? That is why you must marry in the Lord, people. You better marry in the Lord. Not the one you gotta marry. Sorry, let me not go there. Don't do it, oh. Okay. You have problems, me and you. Better go and find anyone you want to think of thinking of marrying now. Tell them to go and sit down here and be learning. Let their head be correct. It takes about 2 years. Not something you'll be thinking in the north, you'll be thinking in the south. Completely opposed. Say, please, me, no, I don't want any visitors in this house. How are you going to manage? You tell me how you manage that kind of thing. I'll just still send them. Who sent you to be go and do that kind of thing? Say, no, my husband does not allow. His wife does not allow. They what? I thought you married in the Lord. You know, our church is different. You should have brought them steadily. They should have steadily had their mind renewed. Or you should have spent time renewing it before you marry. Spend time, renew. Discuss. Make them listen to all these messages till it comes out of their ears and noses. Let them hear it. Let them argue. Talk about it. with time, not when you have fixed a date. The guy is, yeah, anything you say, yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. Oh, once he marries you, you say, I don't agree to anything you said before. No. The mind shall be renewed. The person should love the Lord. Yes, if they are not taught this, like, you don't hear thoughts. Then you don't expect him to know. You don't expect her to know. But she keeps hearing and hearing. And the heart is drawn. And they are okay with it. Now, I'm not saying they must be exactly where you are if you have had a longer time. But remember, it's not just by what you're saying, but what you're doing. It's going to be very hard to do God's will when you marry anyhow. It's going to be very hard. The thing, it will be a dream for you, and it will cause you pain. Because you wish. So people, these are the things we must keep before our eyes. The Bible says, instead they shared everything they owned. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was on them all, since none of them needed anything. Did you hear? Abundant grace was on them all, since none of them needed anything. What is grace? Empowerment. I've told you. Is it forgiveness of sin that he said that is granted to none of them needing anything? Because everyone who had land or houses would sell them and bring the money received for the things sold and lay it at the apostles' feet. Then it was distributed to anyone who needed it. Have you seen? Did you see how they brought it, the process? They took it, brought it to the leaders. They would take what they have, however they got, whether they sold something, did business, worked, earnings, brought it to the leaders as God led them. They didn't say that, but I'm just saying, because I keep imagining if they had not sold it, they would have persecuted all those Christians like they did, driven them out of the town. They would have left that land behind. Except it's the way you can carry land. They would have run out of town. I hope you know they seize their goods when they are persecuted. You're not sure. You're not sure. So I have to show it to you. Hebrews. Okay, sorry. 10:34. It's, thank you. It starts from verse 32.